from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
So, dear listener, we are fast approaching. We are hurtling towards the end of 2018. And it is upon us to sort of wrap things up. And Nigel and I have just alarmed ourselves before we came on air because we looked back at how many episodes we've done this year. And we're thinking, oh, you know, we always set out to do 5 minutes long episode a week. And what have we done? I think this is our 20th of the year. So I think probably a New Year's resolution for us might be to have a go at doing some more. Anyway, we thought we'd wrap up the year with a kind of look back and a few thoughts. So Nigel, what would you say about the year that's just gone?
Well, let me be egotistical and focus on my personal highlights and then I'll talk more generally. This was the year I finished my third book on learning culture. It is yet to appear, but it's imminent. I'm hoping any day now, or at least any week now, but it's not officially out yet. But I finished it and delivered it, and I'm in that kind of limbo where I wait to see what the world thinks. And I'm just a little bit nervous, as always. I don't know whether I'm more nervous than other authors, but I really want it to be well received. And I want people to read it, and I want it to be used. And all of that stuff is unsure at the moment. You just don't know. It still doesn't quite exist as an entity outside my head. And it won't do that until I hold it in my hand. And then suddenly it's not me anymore. It's a separate entity. So it was a major achievement. What the rest of the world will think, moot point. And I did some good work. You know, I think I particularly enjoyed teaching at the University of Pennsylvania this year on the doctoral program. I think that I'm doing more teaching and I enjoy that. I enjoy working with students and spending long time, you know, instead of just a small lecture, to have to spend hours in front of people and working through things in a sensible and evidence-based way. I think I'm getting better now at marshalling evidence and building my arguments. And that's all down to just the discipline of working in a university setting. And one other thing, that I'm involved in this big report on innovation and leadership development with EFMD, and that's coming to its final point. So the report is being pulled together and the evidence assembled. And that has been a very insightful, enjoyable, and stimulating project, if a little bit difficult at times to cajole the members of the SIG to do much. But when they do, whatever they do, it's excellent. And I think the eight beliefs that around which the report is centered are breaking new ground in looking at the fundamental criteria for innovation and leadership. So a lot of stuff on leadership, not exclusively, a lot of stuff on leadership during the year. And I've enjoyed it. I think I've made a bit of progress myself. What about you, Martin?
You said the word STIG. Is that a special interest group?
It is. I'm sorry, Martin. I'm so imbued in it that I'm spouting jargon without thinking. Yes, it's special interest group.
And I only knew that because I've seen the previous EFMD report and it mentioned...
It does. You're correct in your assumption.
Put him out of the air and go, I know, that must be special interest group.
That sounds quite good. Yeah.
I enjoyed your reflections there, Nigel, and it's nice to hear a bit about the work that you do, actually, and the people that have worked well, and also that whole thing about you've written a third book. Your two other books have been really successful, and no doubt this one will be too. Learning culture is a big topic.
Is a big topic.
But that idea of just going into the unknown that you describe,
yes.
It's really good to acknowledge that. Because we all do it, don't we, in all sorts of ways, in our work and personal.
We all put ourselves out there a bit, and that's exciting and it's also dangerous, risky. And a book is a big bit of me going out there into the world, and with a lot of baggage and emotion attached. So I'm not very good at if it receives barrages of abuse, I won't be very good at taking that, I have to say. But we'll see.
We're not going to keep it to 5 minutes, but we'll try not to make it too long for everyone.
No.
What I'll do is my reflections would pick up on that point about uncertainty and, you know, trying something out. And you and I discussed the fact that I was going to be doing a session on curation in learning at the CIPD's L&D show earlier in the year. And yep. Now, I wanted to do something different. I feel like there's too much talk about the ideas and not enough action. Mm. And it was a great piece of collaboration. You were really helpful and kind of encouraged me and helped with what I did to actually run almost like a not a game, but an activity in a work in a session that was very, you know, people sitting theatre style, looking forward. And that for me was taking me out of my comfort zone. I like working with groups. That's fine. But to actually, you know, do the mechanics of an activity and making sure it lands well. It was a risk, but it worked really well. I had some really good feedback. And for me, an important part of this year has been the how do we do things bit. Especially in like, so curation, there's a lot of talk about it, but how do you actually do it? So the idea of that activity was actually we're going to do some.
Yes.
No, it's very basic form. We did it with cut out bits of card and prioritizing different types of resources around big topics, and it's to be doing more of. I think it's actually the sharing of how people are doing things, because that leads us into this whole new world that we're operating in.
And it's, I think, also, sorry Martin, I didn't mean to interrupt, but what I was going to say is it was also a lot of fun, and I think that people like having fun, and I think when they're engaged and they're having fun, they learn more, they concentrate more, they take more away. So I thought you built a really good exercise that was practical, had its feet very firmly in reality, but was a lot of fun at the same time. Couldn't ask for more, really, could you?
It was a collaborative approach, so you helped me with that. But I think the one takeaway from that was just seeing everyone in their groups discussing all these different types of resources and talking through what would make the grade. And for me, that was what curation is. It is absolutely about that. It's that sense checking. And I think it's really important now and, you know, into the future. So that was a really big thing for me. And I think, you know, my final point around that would be, I think there just needs to be more sharing of what people are doing to overcome these challenges. I was fortunate enough to help work on the agenda for the World of Learning conference, and I got to speak to some really interesting people doing really interesting things. And I think that just told me that we need to surface this stuff. I think there's a lot of talk about AI and all these trends that organizations are challenging, but what is it that people are doing now that's making a difference in organizations? That's the stuff that I think could be really helpful. So hopefully there'll be more of that next year, because I'd like to see it, because I think there is great stuff going on out there.
And I agree with
you. You know, people need to be less anxious about the future and believe in what they do now.
Yes.
And think about how they can move that forward into new ways of doing things.
You know, I've been a slight critic of the working out loud movement, you know, being almost working out loud has become a kind of thing you do that isn't directly related to work. It's putting yourself out there in a way that you want people to notice. But I think that aspects of working out loud, asking for help, being positive and recognizing that people are willing to give and share, and just articulating problems and admitting you don't know everything and discussing failure, all of those aspects I think are increasingly critical for the future. We need to be much less self-contained, much less protective of our own egos, much more willing to share, work together, ask for help, and be critical of what we do and how we do it. So I think there is a movement gathering pace, and it's partly in response to that complexity out there. The only way we're going to work through it is to have collective brains working on common issues and problems. And working out loud is a model of that process. So I think you're putting your finger on something very important. And should that be our thought for the year? And our final thought for last year and our welcome through to next year? What do you think?
Maybe. Yeah, I think it's a simple thing. You know, I think it'd be great if there was more of it. I think that industry as a whole would benefit, I feel.
I agree.
So should we leave it there? Happy end of the year, everyone. And, you know, here's to a good, healthy, successful 2019. And we'll see you early on, ready to roll with very, very regular episodes, eh?
Yes, that is our pledge. Heartfelt pledge, hand on heart. Enjoy the rest of this year. Look forward to next year. Bye. From scratch.